This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Friday. As we have items sent to us from the Powell Police Department covering activity from earlier this week, they include animal decease on North Cheyenne. Received report of a deceased animal.
Oh.
It was a bear.
It was an elephant.
The CSO responded, gave assistance, so chucked in the garbage can.
Oh.
I don't know what they did. I don't know if there's taps is played, what the animal equivalency to taps is, and I suppose it all depends on a certain species, on their burial rites and religions. Don't know.
Farewell, brave kitty, we barely knew ye.
Or it could have been just a squash squirrel trying to get across Cheyenne Street to the park. You don't know.
Oh, no, here comes Scott.
Yeah, he's slowing down. No, he's not slowing down. Of the law violation, North Cheyenne received a complaint about some chickens in the backyard, as well as some other possible zoning and sanitation concerns. The CSO contacted the parties involved, a warning issued to the owners of the chickens for a violation of chicken permit requirement. Where's your chicken permit?
Let me see that chicken license.
She also advised the chickens were being cared for. They were all dressed up in little sweaters.
Little rubber booties. My neighbor has chickens. I barely even noticed.
That could have been one on North Cheyenne.
I don't think so. And they've become immune. Loki will go and start barking. They don't even care.
Yeah. Loki's all bark.
All bark, no bite.
No, not well. But would love to have a tasty chicken for his birthday.
Probably so. Wouldn't complain.
No. So make sure, people, if you are harboring chickens, to have a permit. Where is your chicken papers? Make sure you have them out, okay? So just a thought. Don't be hiding chickens in the attic or anything. So they're going to fill out a diary and rat you out later. Assault north of Zorka. Received report of an assault. Officer responded. After an investigation, it was determined the claim was unfounded. It was a case of, why are you hitting yourself?
Unclear on what assault means.
Probation violation. Received report of probation violation. Case under an investigation. Sometimes it comes in from the probation officer. Sometimes from a helper. So, could be. Dogs. Animal stray, South Everts. Officers on routine patrol. Dog running at large. Owner of the dog contacted, claimed the dog. So, cop actually contacted the owner and they came and got it. So, welfare check. Ponderosa Court requests to check the welfare of an elderly female that the reporting party has been unable to contact for several days. An officer contacted the female. She was okay. Disposition completed. So how come the cops could contact him, but not this other person? So,
gee,
we don't know.
Maybe they're ducking your call.
Or, yeah, maybe the cops actually went over there. You don't know.
Yeah.
Child welfare, North Clark, received a report of three children playing on a neighbor's property unsupervised, and the neighbors are not at home. Officers contacted the children and determined that they were waiting for their friend that lives there to return home so they could play with them. The property owner was contacted and stated that he was fine with the children being on his property until they got home, but they would not be home for a couple hours. An officer called the father of the children. He asked the officer to tell the children to go home. Completed. Oh, this is a big city crime right there, Russ.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think of the times growing up, of course, different times. But no, that would have been nothing.
Well, yeah, I'm waiting for your buddy to get home.
Uh-huh.
You're going to go goof around his yard. Maybe do something, waiting for him to come home. But then you have Karen next door. Ah, there's children. They're outside.
They're unsupervised.
Shouldn't they have some kind of supervisor with a clipboard and a badge?
They might have fun.
A weapons offense, South Jones, received report that a gunshot was heard in the area.
Ah!
Officers responded to the area and spoke with several people who had not heard anything, and the officer didn't find anything out of the ordinary. Disposition, nothing found. So, did you hear a gunshot? No. Well,
and oftentimes a firework will mimic the sound of a gun.
Yep, and people, you can buy fireworks at all kinds of hours.
Just flying around in there.
Animal Stray, Avenue H, two dogs running, determined the owner of the dogs was out of town, and the dogs had pushed an air conditioner out the window to escape. Officers responded and ultimately returned the dogs home. Disposition, returned to owner. So these dogs had it all planned out.
Yeah, it's like a prison break.
Yeah, one dog on the other one's back.
Yeah.
Shove, Barco.
He's got that screwdriver. He's slowly turning counterclockwise.
They had been plotting this ever since the cat passed away that was going to rat them out.
That Fink.
Disturbance, West Pat O'Hara Drive, received a report of loud music coming from the area. Officers responded and contacted several individuals. After an investigation, an 18-year-old out of Powell, a 19-year-old female from Powell, and an 18-year-old male from Powell were issued citations for underage drinking. Disposition, CK. So, you're underage drinking, and it's midnight, and it's, this is my song.
Turn it up.
And you crank it up. And what's going to happen during the middle of the week when you're cranking the music up at midnight? The cops are going to show up.
Yeah, that's okay? Pretty much a given.
Yeah, whether it's loud music or a kid getting sick in the neighbor's bushes, that's going to attract a cop too. Okay, so that's how things work nowadays, people. But it's always been that way.
That's true.
Yeah. So
it's shaking your fist. Damn you, loud music.
Yeah.
You've betrayed me again.
Just, you got to be a little more covert when it comes to underage drinking, okay? Yeah. Not that I'm encouraging it, but don't be stupid. I mean, crank up the music. That is like, just call 911 and call on yourself, okay?
Call 911 and say, hey, what's your favorite song?
Yeah, we're cranking it up over here.
We're cranking it up.
Let's go over to Cody and find out what happened. They include a trespass complaint at Juby's. RP said a maintenance man just went to unlock the trailer and found a male subject staying there that had been trespassed. His position, unable to locate. So
he scaffered off.
Yeah, it was like, well, she's or he's not home. I'll just stay here, even though I'm trespassed. That maintenance man ended up ratting me out.
And trespass from Juby's. He's like, where am I going to go now?
Yeah, where do you go now? Is that Green Acre? Maybe. If you're lucky.
Yeah.
Miscellaneous assistance, Gail Lane, RP says the listed male harassing him, harassing him.
Get your pronouns right.
Yeah. Assistance given. Parking problem on Alger. It's one of the widest streets you're going to find, and people still have at one part it's wide, then it gets narrow. I suppose that's where it becomes a problem, so. Drug-related, Albertsons, RP found a small bag, looks to have drugs in it, in the store.
What department was that in?
Yeah, and it's like you pull your coupon out of the flyer. It's like, hey, for drugs. It says dope, 15% off.
Buy two, get one free. Boy, that's some savvy marketing.
Yeah, I'm guessing it was probably stuck in the kids' cereal section. Oh. You know, that's where you find drugs. Welfare check, Mountain View Manor. RP wants welfare check. Haven't heard from her in a few days. Assistance given. So suspicious activity, Central Avenue. RP says someone tried to steal his bikes again. He didn't physically see them this time. Disposition, unable to locate. So I don't know how it. Well, they know. Maybe it was moved, I guess.
Maybe
bring the bike in. You don't know. So it's too heavy to carry into the house.
Well,
we don't know.
Depends on the make.
Yeah.
If it's a Schwinn, yeah, that's pretty good. If it's a Harley, no.
No. So it's a his bikes. They're stealing his bikes on Central. So I'm guessing they're bicycles. So
I wonder how many he has.
Yeah. And what's the deal with not locking them, I guess. So drug-related, Sheridan Avenue. RP State Chief found drug paraphernalia in the house in the bathroom. Disposition, assistance given. So drug people leave their drugs a lot of places. It's because they're on drugs.
They get kind of forgetful.
Yeah, sometimes it happens. Fraud-related, Ray Road. RP says someone opened a credit card in his name, made some purchases.
Ah!
That's usually what happens after they do that, too. open up credit card. It's not just for your status of having your name. It's to buy stuff. So let's see. Welfare check. Albertsons. RP says there's an older man. Seems to be disoriented, wearing a suit, has a black bag on wheels. Unable to locate. So sounds like he's doing a lot better than me.
He's at Albertsons, but he's waiting for his flight.
domestic, Cody Avenue. RP says her boyfriend grabbed her by the ankle and threw her outside. Disposition, CK. So, but it's still her boyfriend. So,
how you grab for the ankle to throw them out?
Yeah. Well, I'm guessing drug her out. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Drug related at More Burgers and Shakes, right next to Less Burgers and a Wiggle. White Tahoe, California plates. A dog in the back seat. Male got out of the Tahoe, got into a white Durango with Wyoming plates. Got in quick, then got back into the Tahoe. Vehicle left toward Walmart. Disposition unable to locate. So he thought he for sure was witnessing a drug deal at More Burgers and Shakes.
Mm.
So maybe they got a camera out there.
Don't know.
Yeah. Let's see. Trespass complaint, 10th Street. RP says her sister tried to get onto her property. Would like to speak to an officer about the issue about her having sisters. So,
but it's Thanksgiving. You invited me.
No. Assault on Blystein. RP says there's two males that are attacking his husband. They have him on the ground. Disposition, C case. Yeah, that's against the law, you can't do that.
Get him back, honey.
Suspicious activity at Bunkhouse. RP says someone tried to break into her house last night. She has video evidence of it. So they got cameras up in Bunkhouse? So must be.
Guess so.
They are. This person just has it on their own. So.
Maybe she's got a doorbell.
Yeah. Theft, Blystein. RP says during an altercation occurred yesterday, someone stole a gun from her vehicle.
Ah.
Disposition, assistance given. During the altercation. So that's not good.
When were you going to maybe pull out the gun?
Yeah.
When do you pull out a gun? Not during the altercation, apparently.
Let's see. Theft, Shoshone Trail South, debit card stolen last night. Now there's $500 missing her account. And her phone is also gone. So, they're just piling on. Then animal noisy at Millstone. RP states a dog is tied at the back door of Millstone, and the dog barks a lot and is waking people. Disposition, assistance, Kevin. So, not sure what they're serving at the Millstone, Russ. Sounds like a special to me. So.
I'll take the Barks-a-Lot pizza.
Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter. Brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center, where Aldridge's sells a lot of animal removal products, including shovels. You're going to find over there at Aldridge's. So.
That's where I got mine.
Check that out. Do appreciate Powell Police, Cody Police, for our Police Blotter report. And